59 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Hello, audio boo. Sorry about that. If there was a funny blue at the beginning of my audio boo, I am very sorry. I just thought I would use my iPad mini to update my audio boo for today. Yes. So today, Sunday, the 29th of June, 2014, Darren and I have been to the King's Head pub in Belton, which is the local pub to Darren's mum and dad's, and had a meal there with them, plus Darren's or their cousin, Darren's dad's cousin, and his wife and their daughter. Haven't seen them for a very long time, so it was really nice to catch up with them. Food at the King's Head Belton has really, really improved. It used to be naff, I have to say. But since there's been better management, the food really has improved. I think the manager, Andy, prepares the food. He was certainly very good with us and... itchy nose. I'm sure you really didn't want to know that. Anyway, so for my dinner, I had roast beef, roast potatoes, there was a couple of new potatoes, a Yorkshire pudding, and gravy, and it came with veg, and it had cabbage, carrots and peas, which was very nice. It was quite a full plate, actually, so it was, and it was a really big chunk of beef, big chunks of slices, so it was really, really nice, very tasty, and the beef was very nicely done. Darren had garlic mash. Yeah, go on. So he had garlic mushrooms with garlic mayonnaise for starters.
And then for mains, I had mixed grill, which is like lamb, beef, all different, like three different steaks, some sausages, a gammon steak, chips, onion rings. There should have been mushrooms, but I changed them for garlic mushrooms. And yeah, it was lovely. And for afters, I had apple pie and ice cream. Cold ice cream.
Oh, ha, ha. It's just a stupid in-joke, because it started when Darren said to Vanessa, he want at the Market Road Cafe, where we usually go, he said he wanted hot pie and cold ice cream. I have no idea what possessed him to say it, because obviously ice cream is... ice cream. So yeah, so he had that, and for pudding I had apple crumble and custard, which was nice. It was nice. I enjoyed that. I had 2 cups of tea, and Darren had
a pint of Humpty Dumpty, which is an ale.
I had to laugh when they said the ale was called Humpty Dumpty. Can you imagine calling an ale Humpty Dumpty, for crying out loud? That's just weird. And, oh dear, I need to drop my mini.
I had a glass of wine. Was it called Pinot?
Oh, he had Pinot Grigio. Grigio, or whatever it's called. I can't say it. But, Kaz, if you're listening to the audio boo, it's the one you had when you were here. at the Village Maid. So yeah, that was, and he liked that, I think.
Really?
Didn't you? Yeah.
An Irish coffee.
Oh yeah, and had an Irish coffee.
To finish off.
And it, the whole bill between 7 people, because yeah, 7 people. Huh? Yeah, came to 126, wasn't it?
Uh huh.
And so it was £42 per couple. which was really good. So it was, you know, £21 each. Was it? What?
22 each.
No, 20 and 20 is 40.
Yes,
22
each.
21 each, because one on one's two.
Oh, bollocks, yeah.
Oh, come on. You're the one that's better at math, so you keep telling the nation at large that wants to listen.
I'm late. It's late.
You're late? Okay, cool. I better unplug my mini as I talk to you. Oh, if I can pull the bloody thing out. Oh, shit. Excuse my language, audio book. But I can't pull the bloody cable out. That's it, I've done it now. Oops! And it fell out. Oh, dear. And I need to remember not to shut my case because it probably will lock my screen. I wonder if it'll do it any damage if I fold the screen, if I do it.
Fold it the other way.
I have, but I don't know if it'll mess it up.
No, it's fine like that.
The reason I'm saying that is because my iPad mini is in a snug case.
It's actually called snug.
It's called snug. So thank you, Tim, for my birthday present. It was very nice. I need to unplug my cable. Oh, Mrs. Brown. Oh, yeah, and then after we had dinner, we went back to Darren's mum and dad's and just chilled out there for the evening. And on YouTube, Darren found a theatre performance but for the show Mrs. Brown's Boys. Now, Darren drove me insane watching it the other week because I was trying to sleep.
Cass was here at the time.
And Darren decided that he wasn't going to sleep. And so he then put bloody YouTube on and he was laughing to himself. And I woke up to his hilarity of laughter. And I heard, well, obviously I heard Mrs., you know, the Mrs. Brown's thingamajig. And I thought, oh, God, this is really odd. So he told his mum and dad about it, and they all like Mrs. Brown's Boys as well. So they decided to find it on YouTube on their telly, which I don't quite understand, but there you go. I think it's because they've got a internet BT package connected to their TV. I don't know what it's. I don't understand it. So they did that. So they put that on, and it was about, it was 2 hours long.
Yeah, it was.
But we probably watched it longer because it got a bit messed up. So Darren's dad decided to, well, rewind it back, but he couldn't quite rewind it back. So it went back to the beginning of the poxy thing. So
twice.
No, it was once. So Darren wasn't impressed. He was having a go.
No, if you can't bloody well use your stuff, then poxy will.
So that was that. And then, oh, before that though, we watched
last night's episode
that was on BBC One. And it's just so funny. I mean, it's a shame that now they've, because they're done in front of a live audience, they can't be audio described. However, no, actually, that last night's wouldn't have been. It would have been a recorded one already. So I don't know why they don't go over it and put audio description on it, because that would be so much better if it had it, because there's actually a lot of visual aspects of it that we miss, like things that she does and that sort of thing. So that's a bit of a shame, really, but never mind.
But there's a lot of, like, jokes that you would get, though, to be fair.
I'm not saying you wouldn't, but it's just the same shame.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, there are things that they could actually audio describe and they don't. But it is funny, and it's all in very good humour. I mean, it's not derogatory, it's not, you know, insulting to anyone. I mean, all right, she uses the F word quite a bit, but in some of the shows, she doesn't say it outright, she says feck.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's an actual Irish word anyway.
Yeah, that's what Irish people apparently say. They say feck. Why is your fridge making some funny noise?
Is it shut properly?
So I'm going to check. Live on audio, boo! I'm doing some inspecting. Looks like it. Oh, this bloody tray's still there. Oh, you need to put the other one in. Anyway, yeah, so that was really good, actually. I quite enjoy watching Mrs. Brown's Boys. But then again, I did used to like watching The Royal Family. A lot of people don't like that because it's a very strange humour, The Royal Family. And The Royal Family is obviously set within a family, which is obvious, I guess.
No, is it?
I wonder if it'll be alright to do this.
What?
I'm gonna keep my. This is live on audio, but I'm saying it, but it don't matter. I'm gonna keep my iPad mini's cable attached to my iPad plug and just wrap the cable around it.
What, wrap the cable around the plug?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, why not? That's what I do.
And just keep it together, I mean, and not take it apart.
Obviously, I unplug it from the iPad, obviously.
Well, obviously, I've unplugged it from the poxy iPad.
Yeah, but apart from that, yeah, you're right.
It just means I can keep it together, and I know then that I've got both my plugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because it being on the plug shouldn't make any difference to it. I just wrapped it round. It's quite secure. Anyway, what else did we do today? Nothing really.
I had a dump.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to stop this boo and publish it. And then I'm going to go and make a cup of tea because I'm gasping for a drink. But I really enjoyed my dinner at the
village head.
Don't start that. At the bloody King's Head. Although I have done a boo, pod meet ages ago, long time ago. And I think, I'm sure I called it the village maid. Or the village head maid, or something. I don't know what I called it, but it wasn't. Or I implied it was the King's Head when I was talking. No, the village maid when I was talking about the King's Head. So I don't know. I haven't done a boo from my mini for a long time. That sounds really derogatory. But actually, I have to say, mind you, it may not be the case now because they supposedly improved the quality, but the recording from the iPad mini actually has always been much better. So perhaps I shouldn't have said it was from my mini and see if anybody could guess, but sod it, I have told you now. Anyway, I'm now starting to talk crap, so I'm going to go. Speak soon. Bye.
46 minutes. Pause recording. Dismiss pop. 46 minutes. Pause recording.